说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, Alice. This is Chinese pod. Come to you from Shanghai, China. My name is Ken.
你好，我是 Jenny.
Now, Jenny, we have a scenario here whereupon the 老板
or
the boss walks in on some naughty staff doing naughty staff things.
What could they be doing?
Fooling around, playing games. Anything but working.
And they're caught.
Caught in the act, as it were.
Wow. Let's listen.
Yes.
对话第一遍。
你们在干嘛？
老板，对不起，
对不起，对不起。
我们刚刚在……
别说了，我不想知道。
老板，我们错了。
第二遍。
你们在干嘛？
老板，对不起，
对不起，对不起。
我们刚刚在……
别说了，我不想知道。
老板，我们错了。
第三遍。
你们在干嘛？
老板，对不起，
对不起。对不起，
我们刚刚在……
别说了，我不想知道。
老板，我们错了。
I'm scared of her, the 老板.
Yeah, she's fairly straightforward. You have to be, though, don't you?
I think so, to get things done.
Yeah, I mean, you heard what was going on in there. It was just,
they were quite happy.
It was riotous.
Let's look at the translations.
Yeah.
你们在干嘛？
What are you doing?
你们在干嘛?
What are you guys doing?
你们在干嘛? 啊?老板,对不起,对不起。
Boss, sorry.
啊?老板,对不起,对不起。
Sorry, boss.
啊?老板,对不起,对不起,对不起。
Sorry?
对不起。
You're saying sorry?
对不起，我们刚刚在。我们刚刚在。
We were just sort of.
我们刚刚在。别说了，我不想知道。
No need to say. I don't want to know.
别说了，我不想知道。
Stop talking. I do not want to know.
别说了，我不想知道。老板，我们错了。
Boss, it was our mistake.
老板，我们错了。
Boss, we realized we were wrong.
老板，我们错了。
哎
呦。So they were having fun.
Yeah.
And unexpectedly.
Do you know, it sounded like a classroom, you know, when the teacher goes out of the classroom.
I think so.
All hell breaks loose.
对啊。
Yeah, these are probably young employees.
Anyway,
the question was...
你们在干嘛?
Now, 干嘛 meaning what on earth are you doing?
你们在干嘛?
干嘛?
Yes.
Doing.
So it depends on what tone of voice you're saying it with.
Yeah.
It could be a very straightforward question. 你们在干嘛? Or in the dialogue, it's almost like a blame.
Yeah.
你们在干嘛?
What the hell are you doing?
Well,
sorry, boss.
啊，老板，对不起，对不起。
That's fairly straightforward. Right? Now, we were just, and in the sentence stops dead.
我们刚刚在，我们刚刚在。
Now, this expression, 刚刚, is useful.
Yeah.
We were just.
对。
Now,
刚刚,
you could have one time, you could say,
刚,
刚才,
对,
right?
对, 刚, 刚才。
Yes.
It means a short while ago.
Just a moment ago.
A moment ago.
And 刚刚, not really emphasize it that much more. It's just, I don't know why. Why the 刚刚? Why the reduplication?
Intriguing.
Yeah, you could say it. We could say it'd be the same, wouldn't it?
我们刚在,对。
It'll be the same.
刚刚 is more colloquial.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you are. More colloquial.
I think monosyllabic words can sound very slightly awkward, right? So sometimes you have this duplication.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah. Because what will happen in formal context, like written context, they never use it reduplication.
Mm.
You're trying to conserve space and make the words work more, which is really interesting. But so the reduplication is very much like an informal, colloquial, and maybe even for kids as well.
I think so.
There you go.
我们刚刚在...
We were just... Well, it doesn't make any difference. You weren't working, were you?
So the boss doesn't want to waste her time.
She's really the sort of adult supervision in the room, isn't
so.
She? Yeah, yeah. 别说了。
Means stop it.
Yeah, stop speaking.
Stop speaking.
Do not say it.
Yes.
Speak not.
别说了。
How, she sounds slightly condescending.
I think so.
Or else not. Which do you think?
Not.
Not, maybe not.
She just wants to get things done.
Exactly. I think she's kind of like, what is the word? Magnanimous. That's the word. 别说了. Don't say it.
Yeah. And 别说了 means, just like we were saying, stop talking.
Yeah.
You use it when you want to cut someone off.
Yeah.
Rather than, don't start talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 别说了, it's not quite the same as saying stop talking. It's slightly softer than that. It's like there's no need to say it.
Yeah.
别说了.
Exactly.
There's no need to say it. Spare me. Spare me.
别说了.
That's a great, maybe that's a good way. Spare me the details. 别说了.
对. Right. 我不想知道.
I don't want to know.
我不想知道.
I really don't want to know. God knows what they were doing in there. Only the 老板 saw what was going on.
对, and she walks away.
Yeah.
We hear the door
banging,
and the staff says, 老板, 我们错了.
Yeah.
我们错了.
They fully admit
对,
to their
own fault.
Waywardness. What were they doing? We don't know. But there was a lot of laughter going on in there.
I think so.
Okay, we'll leave it up to you to figure out. Let's listen to that three more times, shall we?
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in.
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the ChinesePod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
¿Qué?
老板，对不起。对不起。对不起。我们刚刚在。别说了，我不想知道。老板，我们错了。第二遍。你们在干嘛？老板，对不起。对不起。
对不起。我们刚刚在。别说了，我不想知道。老板，我们错了。第三遍。你们在干嘛？老板，对不起。对不起。对不起。我们刚刚在。别说了，我不想知道。
老板，我们错了。
All right then.
A very dramatic lesson.
Kind of dramatic.
Quite playful.
And unexpected.
Right.
Somebody walked in, caught them.
I want to look at the last sentence, 我们错了。
Okay.
It's a way to admit that it's your own fault.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's my mistake or, you know, I am in the wrong.
我错了。
我错了,对。Mm. When I was a kid,
yes.
Every time I did something bad, my mother forced me to say, 我错了。
Ooh.
我错了, so it
really?
Sounds rather familiar to me.
Wow, but it's a very good lesson in humility and honesty.
对对对。
Well done.
Well done to my mother.
She did a good job there.
I hope so.
Absolutely. Well, we hope that you're going to do a good job, a gentle listener, by going to ChinesePod.com and exploring this stuff and making the connections, because that's how it all happens.
Mm, and also, we're there. A lot of fellow users are there, too.
That's absolutely true.
Have fun. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0972.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0972 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0972.